Hello, listeners. Nina here to talk to you about Sincere Notes. Oftentimes, we really want to be in touch with friends for important dates. We are not trying to forget. We are not trying to be thoughtless, but we didn't schedule it. Sincere Notes is an app that allows you to schedule future messages so that you can stay in touch as often as you want and really be there for those important moments. And I'm not just talking about birthdays, although obviously birthdays are a great place to start and a subject I hear a lot about, but also something like grief anniversaries, a big surgery coming up, the anniversary of somebody's sobriety. Sincere Notes was developed for that, and it's a really easy, seamless app. It's not complicated at all to set up. You will find it a breeze to use. You can find Sincere Notes available to download for free on Google Play or the App Store. Check it out. And now on to the show. You are listening to a bonus type of episode of Dear Nina, Conversations About Friendship. It's a conversation about friendship that I'm having with my old friend, Jill Smokler, formerly the scary mommy of the famous Scary Mommy and currently the host of the podcast She's Got Issues. We talked about the most common mistakes people make in friendships and the hard-learned lessons. You will also hear an all-around honest chat between two old college friends. Jill and I went to WashU together in St. Louis, Washington University. She's been kind enough to now have me on her show for a second time. The first time was episode 4 of She's Got Issues, and we talked about friendship breakups. A quick reflection before I tell you a little bit more about the episode. Sometimes I have the experience of being a guest on a show and notice that I'm just more relaxed than when I'm the host, and I love hosting. It's not that I don't love hosting. I love it so much, but I need to spend a little time figuring out why, when I'm a guest, I'm just like an extra layer of comfortable. Maybe it's because ultimately I'm not responsible for the outcome of the episode. I don't know, but you will hear if you are a regular listener that there's something extra relaxed in this conversation. Jill and I covered a lot of topics. One friendship mistake Jill and I reference, or we don't reference it, we really imply it, I guess, is the danger of this all or nothing view of friendship, as in friends need to be in touch all the time or never, like there's no in between. And my friendship with Jill is a great example of one that falls in the middle. We've never stayed in constant touch, but we have remained in touch one way or another throughout the years. And there's a special bond born there of longevity, common interests, and mutual respect. In just under 40 minutes, we really got to so many topics. And it kind of amazes me because every single issue we talked about could be an entire episode of Dear Nina. But I think we just managed to get to the heart of some important ones efficiently. We followed up on a friendship issue of Jill's. We talked about standards of friendship and not making standards for other people that are higher than what we require of ourselves. We talked about being present in friends' lives for the good times, not just the bad times. We laughed about how hard it is to ask friends to do simple but super, super helpful things like leave 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you haven't done that and you like my podcast, I would so appreciate it. And an actual review on Apple Podcasts is the best and so helpful. But even just doing the stars is wonderful if you're going to do 5. And we talked about what it was like when Scary Mommy was in its heyday. Jill had 2 books that came out a year apart and how hard it is sometimes to ask friends to be there for things like that. We spent time on regrets Jill had about her college friendships, and I mentioned that I was a perfect guest for that conversation since I was there to witness it all. And we discussed how every friendship is not going to be deep, but it's never too late to make new friends. We talked about the importance of local friends, so much stuff. I don't want to tell you everything. I'd love for you to go listen, and I hope you like it. You can find She's Got Issues anywhere you get your podcasts. The episode I'm on is Friendship Mistakes and Hard Learned Lessons. And I have so many great episodes coming up on Dear Nina. I'm so excited to edit them and share them with you. Those will be coming up. I'm starting to do them weekly because my backlog is getting kind of intense and I have so many great chats I want to share, and I just can't even wait those 2 weeks in between. So I'm probably going to release them faster than I have been. You'll have to let me know what you think of that pace. So thanks for being here. I'll see you soon right back here in my feed. But for now, see you over in Jill's at She's Got Issues. Have a great week.